President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and other top officials used tough language against new EU sanctions adopted against their country Monday, but signaled Tehran is prepared to resume negotiations on its controversial nuclear program in September. For reaction to the Iranian president's tough talk about the new EU sanctions, we spoke with Wayne White with a think tank, the Middle East Institute.
The Iranians, in the first place, are trying to steer the EU and the entire Perm 5 plus 1 group back toward the Brazilian and Turkish proposal, which I don't think is going to be acceptable, any more acceptable than it was the first time around, because it leaves Iran with far more uranium than it was meant to when it was first proffered almost a year ago. The most disturbing part, however, is the continued playing out of the clock. In other words, Iran, by making this suggestion to resume talks after Ramadan, just plays out the clock for a couple more months. And we keep losing time at a point in which we don't know how tight time is becoming, with certain parties, especially the Israelis, becoming more itchy about getting something done.
What do you think needs to be done now?
Well, the Iranians need to essentially do something that is a convincing symbol, that they, the convincing indication that they are interested truly in talks in which their nuclear program will be put under some kind of heightened controls. And while those talks are going on, if the nuclear program isn't going to be suspended, enough of the nuclear material is going to be taken off the table out of Iran in order to reassure various parties that Iran isn't simply buying time in order to enhance our nuclear capabilities.
Well, are sanctions having any effect here?
Well, actually, the sanctions shouldn't be minimized, because let's face it, these are more grinding sanctions, even though a lot of people regard them as more toothless than they should have been, than Iran has really ever dealt with before. And often the Iranians have been dealing with sanctions that are unilateral from the U.S. But in this case, we've got the entire EU, which is quite a sizable group, which is now targeting Iran essentially unilaterally as well. So Iran is not only facing off against the UN, which it doesn't concern itself with too much because the Russians and the Chinese can veto measures there or reduce their power, but she's dealing with two parties that act outside the UN, not only the U.S., but the EU as well. And Iran's trade with the EU is very significant.
Wayne White, a scholar with the Middle East Institute.